You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. There are some guitarists for whom one guitar isn't enough. Brian Gore is one of them. On his own, he's a deft fingerstyle guitarist weaving the intricate paisley-dappled melodies and rhythm lines of his own compositions. Back in 1980, Brian Gore heard the album Friday Night in San Francisco with Al DiMeola, John McLaughlin, and Paco de Lucia all playing acoustic guitars.
Well, as a matter of fact, I saw that show when they were recording it back when I was around 18 years old, and it definitely left a very strong impression on me.
20 years later, Brian Gore realized his ambition of a guitar ensemble, but he took it to global dimensions with a concept called International Guitar Night.
There's a lot of great guitar composers out there, and there are people from different walks of musical life within guitar. And what we try to do in the show is feature artists that have a music that represents different kinds of cultures within guitar, be they stylistic or global in nature. And so that's why we call it International Guitar Night.
He began putting together shows with groups of four guitarists, beginning with artists like Dusan Bogdanovic from Serbia, Alex Degrassi from California, Italian guitarist Peppino D'Agostino, and LA Guitar Quartet member Andrew York.
We've had players as far-flung as Madagascar, India, and of course Europe and Latin America, as well as North America.
Sometimes the players don't speak much English, and often their guitar styles are wildly divergent. Brian Gore remembers Degari, a singer and player from Madagascar, who was on the 2008 tour.
Yeah, Degari is really interesting because he's a folkloric musician, but he is so intellectual in his playing and so refined in a lot of ways. And it's what he's doing is very difficult to discern. But, you know, the collaborations that we did were easier for me because having worked with Pierre Bensoussan, there's a lot of African influence in his playing. So working with Degari wasn't as hard.
Sometimes even the guitars are different. Stephen Bennett plays a harp guitar, which has a chorus of unfretted bass notes in addition to the normal guitar strings. Another member of the 2010 edition of IGN, Itamar Erez, is from Israel, and he plays a guitar with extra frets.
Since I've been playing with Omar Farouk, I had to change my guitar to be able to play Turkish music or Arabic. And since I'm living in the Middle East, I'm living in Israel now, you know, there are all those sounds around me. And in the last couple of years, I've been playing a lot with the quarter tones to imitate the sound of the oud. So I added a couple of extra frets in between the regular frets to create unusual sounds.
Extra frets, extra strings, and foreign languages don't deter Brian Gore from finding a unity in this music with International Guitar Night. A decade later, Brian Gore is still at it with his 2010 edition that includes American harp guitarist Stephen Bennett, Israeli guitarist Itamar Erez, and German guitarist Lulo Reinhardt. Lulo is a great nephew of gypsy jazz icon Django Reinhardt, and he says he picks up a lot of ideas from these very different players.
As a gypsy, you know, I always steal stuff, you know. musically. I talk about music. I know that you love
it. Give me back my wallet.
So, you know, I really like Brian's finger-picking stuff and everything. And so I steal from Itamar. But I can't play his Arabic notes because he had some extra frets on his guitar.
Stephen Bennett is the most veteran of this year's group, and he still thinks he'll pick up some ideas from his IGN bandmates.
I know that I'm going to be, you know, influenced by these guys by hanging around with them and so much. Itamar and Lulo, both just, you know, it's stuff I've heard, but I've never really played with anybody. So it's just wonderful to kind of blend, try to blend with them as best I can. And
each of the artists on International Guitar Night have solo albums, and you can hear the 2010 edition of this band on the album International Guitar Night 4. You've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.